Good morning, MGTOW man. This is my loud and boomy voice. My current thing to be very excited about is I need one or two nice clocks. And just woke up. And no, cat. Come in later. No. You know. My feet have just touched the fucking ground, you know what I mean? Alright, today's excitement is I fucking hate having to deal with people who are so stupid, so anyway, I'm shopping for a couple of wall clocks, the 15 to 25 maybe, kind of deals, and I've got some kind of requirements. And, one of them is that I like clocks that tick. Tick, 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 tick. I don't mind that, because in an audio sense, it tells me, the sound tells me that the clock's running. But there apparently is a huge swathe of the population that the sound of a ticking clock makes them go fucking insane. So to find the clocks that have the little AA battery type, units, motors in them, and, that actually make a ticking noise, is actually quite fucking hard. You know what I mean? And that could be in the form of either replacement motors, or it can be in the form of just complete clocks overall. And given the prices of clocks, I like brand new clocks are about, $15 to $25, that's brand new clocks, whereas the clock movements are like $15 to $25, so I can either refurbish the clocks that I've got by putting new motors in them, or just replace the clocks. You know? And, yeah. The one that I had for 20 something years, it was so worn in the mechanism that sending the minutes hand uphill, you know, on the, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 side, it was so worn that the, you know, that the arm would sort of go 10 minutes slow on the uphill side. And when it came to a gum got hit going over 12, you know, and then down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, it would actually pick up 10 minutes, you know. It would run faster with the hand going downhill, you know, so. Oh, not quite, but you know what I mean. And it was pretty fucked. It was just old, you know, it ran really well. It ran for a long time, and then you just started getting more and more sort of out of sync and kind of like, you know, I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but there's nothing. I have a trippy life, you know, and there's what is called nothing makes the one of the most disorientating things that can happen is I can't wear electronic watches, you know, digital watches or hand or little, you know, like as in digital type little block sort of numbers and stuff, and I can't wear electronic watches with the ones with the hands, but they've got an electric motor drive on them, you know, the quartz type drive things. And what happens is that because the fucking watches, they speed up and slow down, you know. And you know, and some people will be familiar with this. Some people will go, I just don't believe that. This is really incredible. But you can find, this is how you find out you're not the only one it happens to. That I engage in conversations with people on buses, trains, trams, you know, at the railway station, or just engage with people in conversations, and you tell them, fuck, you know, this, you know, you tell them, I can't wear electronic watches because they speed up and slow down, and it just so disorientates me. And, you know, it's like at 10 a.m. the clock, my watch was on time, and now it's like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's now, my watch is now showing 3:30, you know. So I'm here to catch the 3:30 train, and it's actually 3 o'clock, you know, and the train's actually running late, and, you know, the one before it is now coming in 10 minutes. Or the one that came 15 minutes before it is now coming in 10 minutes or something. You know, it's like, you know, I'm in three different time zones, you know, all in the one fucking time, you know, the watch is saying one thing, the railway service is saying, you know, this train that should be coming at this time is, like, you know, in another time zone. And then there's the time I'm actually right in, right here, right now, you know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, fuck. And I had this, I've had those sort of events happen, and it's just, so anyway, what I did is I ended up buying a Seiko diver's watch that's an automatic watch, it's self-winding, and I'm fine, you know. Very good movements, very accurate, very fucking good watches, and they don't speed up or slow down, you know. And so yeah, just drives me insane, it just being in three different time zones, you know. And the one at the one point in time and space is just fucking awful, you know. Anyway, so what happens is I like my watches and clocks not obsessively and compulsively, but, you know, like, I like them to actually keep accurate time and to be, you know, with it, to be, you know. So anyway, the old clock was, you know, it was so worn it would slow down, you know. Slow down and speed up because of the weight of the gravity on the arm. And the mechanism was so old, you know. And anyway, what happened was, yeah, so I just decommissioned that, and I was going to get a new motor for it, but the price of a new motor is basically, you know, the price of a new clock anyway, you know, just about, and minus all the work and effort. And the price, and so I went and got I just happened to go through what's called an opportunity shop in Australia, what you might call a charity shop or a recycling shop or whatever. And you know, I don't mind recycling stuff that actually works, but I don't like, you know. I don't like buying, someone said, oh, that's too good to throw out, but, you know, and, but what happened was, the clock that they threw out was, you know, the pendulum thing, and it was a little double A battery sort of job, you know, and, the pendulum thing didn't work. Oh, it sort of shivered and shook a bit and then just didn't work, you know. And, but then, you know, and the arms in it, when you had it at, say, noon, both hands point, minute, an hour, hand pointing straight up type thing, they were out of alignment, so I realigned the hands properly so that there wasn't, you know, the hour hand wasn't a bit behind, a bit before the 12, and the fucking minute hand wasn't a bit after 12, you know, like you know, some sort of, out by 10 minutes of disorientation. So I fixed it all up and got it all working properly. You know, after having the shits up for about a month, you know, I got it all working properly. And then, after about a week, the damn thing had gotten about, oh, fuck, it had gone about 10 minutes. It had advanced about 10 minutes, before, you know, because I set my clocks by the world, computer type times, you know, and everything's sort of dead on. And yeah, and I just thought, oh, fuck this, you know. After a week, it was about half an hour ahead, you know. And I thought, this clock's fucked. And I don't know, it was probably from, you know, someone's died. And so people go, oh, that's a nice clock, we'll give it to the charity shop, you know. And I mean, if they're clearing out a house like that, you know, but the fucking clock didn't work, you know. It didn't keep accurate, it was skewed in the way it kept time, and then when it was sort of set up properly, you know, it just, you know, gained half an hour in a week. And I thought, I can't fucking stand this. So I've got two defective clocks. And then came the fucking thing, the movement, you know. Then I resumed the search for, you know, clocks that actually, you know, either clocks that tick, and their little things go, you know, tick, tick, tick. You know, the seconds hand, you know, actually jerks every second, you know what I mean? Because when you look up at it, you only have to look at the clock for a second or so to see that it's actually still running. You know, so you can see the clock is still running while you're looking at the time. And you go, oh, that's fucking 9:10, you know, and the second's hand is still fucking ticking. Whereas if you've got one of those clocks and you go, if you've got a clock that doesn't have seconds on it and you look up at it, if the battery's gone flat, you know, it'll say 9:10 in the morning, and then you go, oh yeah, well that's the time, but, you know, when, you know, when you go to look at it, and you go, oh fuck, you know, you can't hear it, and there's no seconds on it, you know, you know, you get busy again and you look at it in a while and it's like it's now, it's gone from 9:10 to say 2:15, you know. You know. And the hands are still in the same position, you know. And we'll try. Now we'll. This is just fucking bullshit, you know. So, see, that doesn't, and that's the thing about clock faces and clock designs is, by having the numbers there, that's one thing, but having defined points on the clock face means it shows you exactly, you know, where you are in relation to measured time compared to, God, fuck, that's the same clock face as the one I'm getting rid of. The one that advanced a fucking. So. And that's another thing, dear peasants. There's an abstract little thing from history is you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, which is 4 eyes, you know. Or you can go 1 before V, which is 1 before 5, so. You know, that's 4, 5, you know. That's something to notice on clocks, that there's two ways of presenting the number four. And, anyway, where's, oh, this is supposed to fucking, that just drives me fucking insane. Do you know what I mean? And if you rotate this, that's got like I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, that's in 15 minute increments, you know. That's 12, 15. Oh, fuck. 12:30, 1, you know, I don't know, fuck that. I can't be fucked, I'm just retarded. But, oh yeah, push this out. The, see, there's a thing I figured out that aircraft gauges are not meant to be interpreted. They're meant to be read, because if things are going haywire and, you know, there's a loss of control and you're heading towards the ground at a great rate of knots, you know, there's mountains ahead or some shit like that, you don't want to be going, oh, what does it, whereabouts is, what does this mean here, and is that fucking, you know, turn the plane fucking upside down or something, you're not going to be going, oh, what does that mean, is it, let me count the fucking spots, you know what I mean, let me count the little dashes, and then I can tell you, are we, you know, are we half full or half empty, you know, and, you know, or is it, what's the oil pressure like? What's how much fuel? What's the voltage on the fucking system? You know what I mean? That's a bisexual clock, because it's for men and women of either gender, and it's two languages. You know. And that's just more retarded shit. God, yeah. That's, I hate that. That's tolerable, but it's not. And these are these sort of arty-farty people who do really great designs, but you can't sort of, you know, it's like that's hard to fucking read. And this is why my favourite clock faces are the radium clocks, because you've got the numbers and then you got defined points on the dial. You know, so when that hand, you know, when that hand is pointed at the four, if it's an hour hand, and that's 4 o'clock, and if it's a minute hand, you got 5, 10, 15, 20, it's 20 minutes, so it's either 4 o'clock something, you know, or it's 20 minutes something, you know, something plus 20 minutes, you know. And what I was sort of getting at before was that the thing that I fucking hate is hands that they either don't have a seconds hand, or what they do, that is that they have, this is not doing it for some reason, but they go in a very fucking smooth action, you know what I mean, and you got to sort of pause and sort of watch it to see it move, whereas this jumps, and you can see, we'll go back here, yeah, that's it. Whereas that jumps and you can see it moving, you know, you can see the clocks running, you know. And barring some extraordinarily bizarre sort of event where everything on the clock has stopped except the seconds hand, which is sort of impossible, perhaps, yeah, anyway, that shows you as a gauge, as a timepiece, as a measurement tool, you know, analog type device. This shows you that ticking hand goes tick, tick, tick. You know, that shows you that the clock's running, you know. And for me, it's a bonus if you can hear it tick. But there's a whole swathe of fucking people on the face of the planet who apparently just go completely insane at the sound of a ticking clock, you know. And, yeah, so what I did was, trying to find a fucking clock that has those qualities, it's easy to read. I don't have to fucking sit there and I don't have to sort of, it'll catch on in a second. I don't have to sit there and fucking interpret it, you know. There's the seconds sweep there. You know, I don't have to fucking sit there and interpret it. I wouldn't want to be in a fucking aircraft looking at gauges like that, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't want to know, you know, things are rolling around and we're going all over the place and, you know, spinning out of control. I don't want to be trying to figure out which way is up, you know, if that's, you know, oh, we've got to stare at it and go, yeah, well, you know, got to look at my watch and go, well, that's fucking, you know, it shows that it's 9:15 and not, or 9:20 and not, you know, fucking, if we rotate this by, you know, say 90 degrees, it's not, 12:35, you know, with where this hand, that's what that other clock did. That would show 12:35, but this hand here is not pointing, you know, there, it's actually pointing there, you know what I mean? So anyway, so that's why I reckon this is one of the best clock faces ever. It's just a beautiful design. It's clear. It's easy to read. You know, doesn't take half an hour going, what does this mean? You know. And So, dear gentlemen. That's today's lesson. The trying to find clocks that have a seconds hand, wall clocks, you know, they have a seconds hand. The seconds hand moves in a tick, 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 tick kind of fashion, like a jerky sort of fashion, is important. So you can see the clock's actually running, you know, without, you know, the jerkiness versus those clocks that sort of, they, you know, I remember the government clocks at the government schools, you know, they used to have, they'd plug them into the PowerPoint and the motors were synchronized with the 50 hertz frequency of the power lines, you know, of the mains power, and you know, these things would this seconds hand would just spin round the clock face in a very, very smooth fashion. There was no jerkiness. And that's so easy to fucking miss, you know what I mean? If you're not, if you're in a quiet place and you just go, oh, fuck, it's 8:30 in the morning, all right, I'll have to be out the door and be somewhere at 10:30. If the clock stops moving, it's not obvious that the hand isn't, it's not obvious, you know, it's not as obvious as a clock that ticks and the hand jerk and the second hand jerks. That's probably why, you know. So anyway, yeah, out of hundreds of clocks on eBay, there's only like one or two that you know actually tick, you know, and have the seconds hand that jerks, you know. And this is that, this gets back to that thing, you know, that's a pretty simple sort of fucking idea. But, you know, I've contacted about, well, I don't know, 15 sellers on eBay, you know. And these cunts are so fucking stupid, you know. I write them, because they're not distinct. I said, hey, do you have any of these clocks or clock movements in that actually make ticking noises and the seconds hand jerks when it goes around the clock face? It's not a smooth sweeping motion, it just goes tick, 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 you know, and jerks, you know, as it does so. And out of about 15 fucking sellers that I contacted, only about 4 of them have written back, which is just fucking piss poor, you know. And most of them are fucking, you know, they're just Chinese idiots or retarded resellers that, you know, I say, you know, I want a clock that goes, I don't mind if it makes ticking noises, I'm fine with that, but I want a jerking hand, jerking seconds hand on it, you know, so I can see that the clock is running rather than the battery going flat and then going, oh fuck, the hands haven't moved for half a day. You know, and most of these, and of the 4 out of the 15 that have written back, they go, our clock is number one, thank you, if you have any problems, please contact us, you know, this level of, yes, our clocks work, put battery in clock, you know, these fucking cunts are so, I think they're Chinese and they're using sort of language interpretation kind of things or translation type software or something or other, or their little Chinese, you know, English into Chinese dictionary things on their phone, you know, or something like that, and they're just fucking up the answers, you know, yes. Yes, the seconds hand movement. The seconds hand moves in a jerky way. You know, jerking kind of tick, tick, tick way. You know, and they go, yes, out. But they don't do that. They just say, yeah, our clock is very quiet. Thank you. You know. I didn't ask if it's fucking quiet. I said, I don't mind if it's ticking. Or do you have any of these clock movements that they do tick? And they fucking, you know. But the most important thing is that the seconds hand jerks. Because I like to look up at the fucking clock and see that it's still running, you know. And these fucking, you know, these retarded fucking Chinese cunts can't do basic communication. You know, it's like Chinese fucking intellectual ping pong with an idiot, you know. So this is why, yeah. I might actually just go to a fucking supermarket that I know that stocks clocks and see what they've got and see which is the least. Because this layout here, you know, you get your little... It's like, you know, why these fucking... Why very conservative sort of people, they need to look after their machinery and they need to rely upon their machineries. Now, so when some snake oil salesman comes along selling new fucking new Butte engine oils that do all this miraculous sort of stuff and the gear oils that do all this fucking amazingly amazing shit, and you know, people just say, you know, people who know their business saying, well, can we sue you if your product fucks our equipment up, you know, if it's $80,000 worth of fucking hydraulics, you know. You know, or fucking motors and shit, you know what I mean? You know? They don't want fucking, you know, magical cures and shit like this. And, you know, so they go with, they know the product fucking works. They go the brand name product, and then they use the brand name product, and they keep changing the fucking oil every 20,000 K or something, you know what I mean? And then they go, oh, this is lovely, you know? You know? Every 2,000 hours of operation or some shit, you know what I mean? So they keep going for all the stuff that's... Oh, how did I get into this? But anyway, you know, so I'm going to go... it's so fucking... Between products just aging out... You know, it's been up on the clock, the clock's been up on the wall for 15 years and it's fucked and the time is becoming erratic, you know. Get a new clock, you know, get a new clock movement, but trying to get to the clock, you know, is like trying to get to the clock that has a really good interface and it goes tick, 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 that's nice if it does that, you know. I'm not fanatically obsessed with a, you know, clock that has to be super silent. I'm not fucking, but I want a clock hand that seconds hand that goes tick, 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 you know, jumps, you know. And, you know, it's quite arduous between saying the clock's fucked, I've got to replace it, you know, either a new motor or a new clock. Because they're about the same price, you know. And, and, you know, when you're in the middle of nowhere, then trying to find someone who fucking stocks clocks, you know. You know? Between the fucking idiot sellers on eBay. Oh, what you in your clocky, your clocky guys, very nicey, thank you. You know. Put battery in, merry, happy, no many years. Yeah, you know. No, does it have a sweeping hand or a ticking hand, you know. So this is the fucking whinging. This is... Such a fucking drama, you know. So anyway, this is what I want, you know. And you get these cunts on fucking eBay, they say, oh, it's a Seiko wall clock. And yet, the same, there's other sellers selling the same product. And they don't say it's a Seiko, but one charges like $15 or something for the clock. Another one charges $38 for the clock or $28 for the clock, you know, and it says Seiko, so, you know, make your fucking, you know, So there's all sorts of bullshit. So between the combination of bullshit artists, liars, thieves, and fucking idiots, who in the majority can't speak fucking English, you know. So I'll pray to Jesus. Jesus, send me a nice clock, thank you. And if it's a good clock at a good price, I might buy two, just one for spare, you know. All right, thank you, MGTOW man. Geez, that's a nice fucking interface. Fuck, that's nice. That is a really nice looking clock face. Alright. Bye.